Palm Sunday always gives us a little bit of trouble because we take the beginning of the Mass, the palms, and the cheering of Hosanna, the welcome of the great King to the Holy City, and we end with that same person being beaten and crucified, tortured and killed in the worst way imaginable. What can it be that ties the one to the other? And I would suggest it is the posturing of people's hearts. It is worship gone awry. What is it that the crowds herald when Jesus comes into Jerusalem, but the potential fulfillment of their own dreams and desires? Jesus, they are making out to be who they want him to be. And what is it that sees Jesus beaten and dragged through the city and crucified and killed, but exactly the same thing? On the one hand, lust for their own desires as Jesus enters the holy city, and on the other hand, fear that Jesus will lose for them everything they wanted and hoped for. In the midst of it all, and against the backdrop of these hearts' worship gone awry, we have Jesus, we have God himself, we have love made flesh who shows us the way, who conquers the lust of our own dreams and desires, who conquers our fears and shows us a yet more perfect way. In Jesus, love conquers self-worship so that all might worship the one true God, be freed by him for lives of great meaning and purpose, loving service and self-sacrifice, even to the point of death.